Lullaby for Lucas 来自于瑞典乐队 Stand Fast。各位好，这里是可可听歌学音乐栏目，我是 Linda。非常肯定，非常确定 ，Linda 在很早之前的一期节目当中有跟大家推荐过这首歌。今天不小心再次听到，依然被他那柔和的旋律所感动，于是又一次的把这首作品放到今天的节目当中来。Lullaby for Lucas 给 Lucas 的摇篮曲会让人想起一切跟温暖相关的东西，比如说爱、童真、妈妈、爸爸、平和以及各种美。不管什么年纪，我们每个人都应该拥有这样一首 Lullaby for Lucas， 一起去听听吧。
From the man in the moon you can hear a tired sighNow, baby, it's time to go to sleep. Mommy and Daddy have counted all the sheep. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Mommy and Daddy are always.By your side, the playground is still now, shadows dance around, raindrops.Falling softly to the ground. Tomorrow's waiting with sunlight in her hand. More time to play and draw pictures in the sand. Hush now, baby, it's time to go to sleepMommy and Daddy have counted all the sheep. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Mommy and Daddy are always by your side.
欢迎回来，非常美的一首歌，瑞典的超快感乐队 Stand Fast 是原创，那 Celine Dion 也有翻唱过。好了，现在一起来看一下歌词里面出现的几个单词，那这几个单词看了之后呢，我们还会去一起分享一首美丽的小诗。歌曲里面出现了一个单词叫做 lullaby L-U-L-L-A-B-Y lullaby， 它可以是名词，表示摇篮曲、催眠曲。那位母亲正对着她的宝宝哼摇篮曲。 The mother was crooning a lullaby to her baby。 例句当中的单词 croon croon, C-R-O-O-N, 动词表示柔情的哼唱或者低声歌唱。你想听我给你唱一首摇篮曲吗？ Would you like me to sing you a lullaby? 第二个单词是 hush, hush, H-U-S-H, 动词表示使安静下来，也可以作为名词安静、寂静。人群突然一片肃静，我知道一定发生了什么可怕的事情。A hush fell over the crowd, and I knew something terrible had happened. 她试图让吵闹的父亲安静下来。She tried to hush her noisy father. 嘘，轻一点，孩子们刚睡下。Hush, the kids have just gone to bed. 好了，接下来我们来一起来看一下一首非常温馨的小诗。
Raindrops are falling.
诗的名字为 What does little birdie say? 小鸟在说什么？先看几个单词。Birdie, birdie, bird 加上 ie, birdie 也是小鸟的意思。Peep, peep, P-E-E-P, 动词窥视、偷看，叽叽喳喳的叫或者出现。它可以作为名词表示窥视或者慢慢的露出、隐现。听一下例句：孩子们围在门口偷看他。Children came to peep at him round the doorway. 他一睡觉就不会有一点动静。You don't hear a peep from her once she's gone to bed. 好了，我们一起来听一下第一段。What does little birdie say in her nest at peep of day? 在这黎明初晓，小鸟在巢里叽叽喳喳的都在说些啥呀？ Let me fly, says little birdie. Mother, let me fly away. 小鸟说，让我飞吧，妈妈，让我飞走吧。Birdie, rest a little longer till the little wings are stronger. 宝贝儿呀，稍微久一会儿，等到那对小翅膀再长硬点儿，再飞吧。So she rests a little longer, then she flies away. 小鸟于是又多留了一会儿，然后才展翅飞走了。我们接下来听第二段，先听几个单词。Limb, limb.L-I-M-B, limb, 它可以作为名词表示四肢，也可以作为动词表示肢节。听一下例句，要尽量的不要活动受伤的手臂。Try to rest the injured limb as much as possible. 好了，我们来听一下第二段。What does little baby say in her bed at peep of day?在这破晓时分，小宝宝在床上咿咿呜呜的，都在说些啥呀？ Baby says, like little birdie, let me rise and fly away. 宝宝呀，在像小鸟那样说，让我起来，让我飞走吧。Baby, sleep a little longer till the little limbs are stronger. 乖乖，稍微多睡会儿，等你的手手和脚脚强壮一点再说吧。 If she sleeps a little longer, baby too shall fly away. 是的，如果小宝宝再多睡会儿，必然也会像鸟儿一样展翅高飞的。
Hush now, baby, don't you cry.
非常非常温馨的一首小诗，不知道听完之后大家有没有那种想回到童年，回到有人疼的时代呢？好了，新年伊始，在节目的最后，祝大家2017年健康快乐富足。我是 Linda， 非常感谢各位收听今天的节目，咱们下期见喽。
raindrops are falling softly to the ground. Tomorrow